My dearly beloved in Christ, I'm sure that most of you, maybe all of you, have a garden. And you enjoy, in the summer season, spring and summer, preparing the ground, planting the seeds, watching them grow and germinate, and eventually harvesting the fruit. It is a beautiful thing to see how Almighty God, in His providence and His mercy, provides the fruits of the earth for our sustenance. But those plants, fruit trees, serve as a reminder to us that God also wants us to bear fruit, good fruit. And we have this referenced in both the epistle and gospel for today. In the epistle, St. Paul says, "What fruit had you then from those things of which you are now ashamed?" Speaking to the early Christians who were converted. And then he goes on to say, "You have your fruit unto sanctification and as your end life everlasting." In other words, good fruit. And then, of course, our Lord in the gospel today speaks about trees bearing fruit. A bad tree does not bear good fruit, and a good tree does not bear bad fruit. By their fruits you know them. And he even goes on to say that if a tree bears bad fruit, it won't be tolerated. It'll be cut down and cast into the fire. So God expects of us good fruit, the fruits of virtue, of good works. There's an interesting story in the gospel that took place on Monday of Holy Week. So after our Lord's triumphal entry on Palm Sunday and speaking in the temple, he left the city and went to stay at a town outside Jerusalem called Bethany. And the next morning, he came back into the city, and this is what the Gospels say. I will quote from St. Mark. "And the next day, after they had left Bethany, he felt hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he might find anything on it. But when he came up to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. Then he spoke to it, saying, 'May no one ever eat fruit of thee henceforward forever.' And his disciples heard." And then later on, when he left the city at the end of the day, the disciples saw the tree and it was all withered up. Now, what's interesting about this story is our Lord knew, of course, he knows all things. He knew there was no fruit on the tree. And furthermore, he also knew that it was not the season for figs. It was in the springtime when trees just first begin to put out leaves and to bud forth. But he did this for a lesson to his apostles. They observed the tree all withered up as they left the city. And they were reminded that our Lord is looking for good fruit from us. The saints give us a wonderful example of bearing good fruit, of growing spiritually, practicing the virtues, showing forth the good fruits of virtue. And today's saint is a wonderful example of that. St. John Gualbert was born in Florence, Italy in the year 999. As a young man, he entered the military profession. Now, it so happened that he had a brother, an only brother. And this brother of John's was killed one day by a relative. I don't know the circumstances, whether it was a duel, which sadly was common in those days, or whether there was an argument. At any rate, he was killed by this man. And John Gualbert resolved to get revenge. He was determined to kill the man who killed his brother. Now, one day he was walking along, or maybe on a horse, and he came upon the man who was his brother's murderer. And not only that, but he was armed, and the man was unarmed, and John had companions, and this man was all alone. Can you imagine? It happened to be Good Friday, of all days of the year. And when this man saw the brother of the one he killed, armed, and knew he was determined to take his life, he was in a situation where there was no escape. So he knelt down, and he stretched his arms out in the form of a cross, and he said, "In memory of our Savior, who on this day shed his blood for us, spare my life, forgive me." And John was touched by that. He reflected upon our Lord's death, and he forgave the man, and then he went into a church. He even told the man, he said, "Pray for me that my sin may be forgiven." He went into a church, and he knelt down and looked at the crucifix and prayed and asked for our Lord's forgiveness, and the crucifix moved. The head of the crucifix bowed to him, indicating that our Lord forgave him. He then went into a monastery. He spent the rest of his days in penance, in prayer, and became a great saint. So this is how we also are to grow spiritually throughout our lives, to bring forth good fruit, fruit unto sanctification, as St. Paul puts it. St. Paul also, in another epistle, this is his epistle to the Philippians, chapter 2, talks about working out our salvation. He says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." Not everyone goes to heaven. Look at the last words of today's gospel. Our Lord says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but those who do the will of my Father in heaven shall enter the kingdom of heaven." Those who do the will of my Father is those who produce good fruit. The fruit of obedience to God's holy laws and the fruit of virtuous living. So let us strive to do that. We each have a precious, immortal soul created by Almighty God in his own image and likeness. And this soul of ours will either spend eternity with God in heaven or will suffer in hell, separated from God for all eternity. There's no alternative. It'll be one of the two. And thus, we must work out our salvation. As St. Augustine put it so well, God created you without your cooperation, but he will not save you without it. We had nothing to do with our creation, but we have everything to do with our salvation. We must use the grace of God. We must work at it. We must work out our salvation. Let us imitate the saints who took to heart the words of the Gospels and lived them and became great saints and saved their souls. This month is the month of the precious blood of Jesus. We reflect upon the fact that our Lord shed his blood for our salvation. Let that blood not be shed in vain for us. Let us work out our salvation, as St. Paul says, in fear and trembling, especially by producing good fruit. Not those who say, "Lord, Lord," those who do the will of my Father, says our Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.